You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I have been waiting for a long time for this interview. Dr. Carlos Wolf, he's received his doctorate in medicine from the University of Miami School of Medicine. He completed his residency at Tulane University. He's been on local media here in South Florida for a long time, not too long, and he's a good-looking young guy. He's good-looking. We're going to talk about how to stay good-looking for business because it seems to be important to some people I know. Dr. Wolf, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the young look. And I have been here about 26 years, so maybe looks are deceiving.
Yeah, well, you never know. I know I got some of your buddies from high school here in the building as well, so we'll see how all that goes. And I'm even going to give it a shot and try to do a YouTube thing for us today. I'll see if I can figure that out, and if I can, I'll get you the copies someday. Now, let's talk a little bit about what we're really here to talk about. I know a number of people, I'm, you know, getting up there myself, and people I know are beginning to go to get plastic surgery and reconstructive surgery so that they just look better and are more competitive in the marketplace. Is that something that you're seeing?
Very frequently. In fact, this last week I had more men than women, which is unusual, but this week I did three men. I did facelifts, eyes, and usually what we do is more subtle things like Botox, the injectables. But in some cases, we do men who, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios. There's the older guy who's trying to make sure he still looks good, still looks viable when he's at work because there's the younger guys coming up right behind him. Then there's the older guy who is marrying the younger woman, and he's concerned that if he doesn't look good, he isn't going to be around. And then the other issue, of course, is that you have older men who don't want, you know, have younger women, younger children, and they don't want to be considered the grandfather. But it is very important, I think, what I've found in the past probably 10, 15 years is to stay youthful, not look operated, you know, not like what just you saw this whole thing on the internet with Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
To me, that is just
too much.
You know, it doesn't look like her. Most men want to look better, but want to look like themselves.
There you go. I mean, I would think that that's it. I would say they want to be refreshed more than anything
else. Exactly. I mean, I've been using Botox now for about 18 years.
You still have all your hair.
Yes, I do. Well, that always helps. That is genetics, you know. I mean, and there are people who can fix that, but I don't do that. But clearly, it's there are ways you can do procedures. There are ways you can do surgery that still have this. You look normal. You look better, and you look refreshed. And I think that's the key.
Yeah, it has to be, because I don't think anybody wants to look like some of the people that we've seen. My wife terms them people that look like clowns. We would rather see people that look like, you know, positive. And so it's really not anything major. It's just sort of a modest touch-up. Now, we're talking mostly about face, and we're talking about men, but there's lots of women out there that are competing in the workforce. Their lives are getting longer, too. And so I got to believe that they are also seeking to remain competitive in the workplace and that they have different needs than a man does.
Yeah, no question about it. But you're correct in saying that the women are working longer. They feel the competition a lot more than men. So a lot of times I've got to tell patients, you don't need anything, relax, because looking overdone is worse than doing anything else. I mean, to me, that is just something that I don't like. You know, we have a very bad image of plastic surgery. I wrote an article in the Herald why the Academy Award Oscars are bad for plastic surgery. You see all these people who have money, have presumably where to go have their surgeries, and they look like odd people. It's terrible.
Yeah, I you know, to me, the oddest person that I've seen is I must say I spend time with my wife. We got to watch a little TV together occasionally. She watches this stuff on Bravo Network. And on that thing about the ladies from Miami, there was the one lady that was the mother or something. Right. OMG. Get me out of here. Well, she's already ready for tomorrow night, Halloween.
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is you're right. But these are people who get injected at someone's salon, someone's garage, someone's hotel. I mean, it's scary. They get injected with biopolymer, and what appears to be a good thing 5-6 years later keeps growing. It's like that gel. You know, they just keeps.
Oh, yeah, it's like the thing.
The
sort
thing,
of.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's put in the face, it just keeps growing. It's frightening.
You know, and it is frightening, and it is scary, and it is unfortunate, because I'm sure everybody involved, except for the practitioner, who really should have a license and some medical training, everybody has the right intentions.
Well, you have to understand, Miami is the cowboy capital of plastic surgery. You could be a gynecologist injecting Botox. You could be the dentist who's doing, there's in Miami, there's really no, there's no integrity. Unfortunately, you have urologists who are doing facial surgery, facial injectables, lasers. You have gynecologists who are doing, it's like for me, if someone said to me, hey, you're going to get paid well for doing pap smears, I don't think I'd take a 2-day course in pap smears and start doing pap smears.
Yeah, it seems to me that all you want is, I guess, so what do people look for then? I think that's the next place to go, board certified.
Okay, so it's really important to see when you're going to have anything in the face or in the butt. You want to see a plastic surgeon. You want to see a facial plastic surgeon. You want to see a dermatologist. You also, it's sort of like if you have a if you have a hammer, everybody's a nail. So if you go to a dermatologist, and they're a great dermatologist, they don't provide surgical skills. So they're going to tell you the best thing is the non-invasive procedures. The reality is there are great non-invasive procedures that work well, but they may not be the right thing for you. So what you really want to do is you want to have someone who provides all the services so that they can be choosy as to what the best thing is for you.
Okay, so then I want somebody that's qualified across the board, but within the silo, I call it, of just what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
And so somebody goes, they go to an outpatient facility, they get an outpatient service. How do they check? Because we've seen some very famous people have some very big problems at outpatient surgery places lately.
Correct. You want to go to a facility. When you're going to have surgery, it's not all about the surgeon. The results are, but your health is about the anesthesiologist. So when you go to somebody's facility, you want to ask them, who's doing my anesthesia? Are they board certified? Is your facility board certified? Is your facility certified? In the state, there are certain certifications that you should look up. You could call the Florida Board of Medicine. That's a very good source. You want to look on the internet, and you want to look on, do a search on the doctor. You're not going to make everybody happy. So you're going to find some doctors that have maybe some great reviews and maybe an occasional bad one. You've got to look at the doctor, talk to him, feel comfortable, know people that have been operated by them. And, if you talk to enough people, right now we're in the age of information. It is easy to catch anything about anybody on the internet.
Well, it sounds to me like you're the guy that I'd want to go see about your specialty. So let's talk about that. We've got only a couple minutes left. You specialize specifically in the face?
Face. That's all I do. I've been doing facial surgery for 30 years. And the only time I go below the neck, professionally speaking.
Hey. You've been really good. You gave me all these softballs. I stayed totally away out of respect to the San Francisco Giants.
But the only thing I do is when I'm doing facelifting and I'm going to do fat grafting, I have to get fat somewhere, and it's usually the abdomen. But generally, all I do is face. I do injectables, which are non-invasive. I provide non-invasive procedures to my patients through other people in our office. And when one of my patients need any body work, my partners do a lot. They also do facial work, but they do a lot of body work.
Now, how do people find out about you? I guess we got about a minute left. So the website, phone numbers, that kind of stuff.
So our website is Miami, www.miamiplasticsurgery. It's very easy. I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
Our number there is 305-595-2969. And we're really accessible. My partners are Michael Kelly, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Johnny Franco, and Max Polo is our most recent addition. We also have PAs who do cool sculpting, which is another thing we talked about, just the face. But cool sculpting is one of those procedures that works really well to get rid of the love handles.
Oh, look at him. He's grabbing. You don't have love handles. You can't have nothing to grab. We'll have to bring in a demonstration model next time you go. Dr. Carlos Wolf, plastic surgeon.
Facial plastic.
Thank you so much for correcting me, because I need to be corrected all the time. You're terrific. We got to have you back. Are
you
going to come back?
I'll definitely be back.
I'll have your peanut gallery for you.
This is easy to be here.
All right. We love you, Dr. Wolf, already. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk to Brewster Kell, You've built your brand. Now what? Back after this.